Canyon, 4IQ Mobile, 6-1.
KK4SAC, do you copy, Bill?
I do. What you up to today? I tell you what, this nice cool weather is really pleasant for this time of the year.
Absolutely gorgeous. I'm loving every minute of it. Except, and it's going to rain tonight and tomorrow and the next day, but I don't mind that at all.
So you say it's supposed to rain tomorrow, okay? I'm supposed to go help somebody put up an antenna or build the antenna, and then it's going to be raining. I probably won't be doing that.
Yeah, I don't think you will be. I don't know. I wouldn't say that, yeah, that's going to be a possibility. But you never know about this rain stuff. You never know. They're never right on it. But anyway, we're not doing anything. I just finished the shed, did a little painting on it, and that's been about it. That was just about it. I mean, that's been an exciting day for me, over.
That'd be an exciting day for me as well. my wife is supposed to be coming back from Anderson this afternoon. Hopefully she'll be back around 5 o'clock. But so I got to pick the house up, et cetera, et cetera. So it'd be presentable for the cleaning ladies. I always laugh when I think about that. But anyway, makes their job easier. It goes, makes the job easier for them. I'm headed over to a local ham's over here to drop off some cables for his RTTY setup. He doesn't know I'm coming, so I'm just going to hang the cables on his doorknob and then call him after I leave. So that's what's going on here. There's all this stuff going on. Found out today my doctor, that's my primary care doctor, is leaving Bonsecure's, their practice. And they're going over to Spartanburg Regional, which they used to belong to. They've also belonged to Prisma. They've also belonged to, well, not Prisma, to Greenville Hospital System, which is now Prisma. I tell you, some of these doctor's offices are just like the banks. You never know what sign's going to be on the bank from one week to the other. Over.
Roger, roger. They all become part of a big corporation. I have a question, and I need you to refresh my memory. I think you recommended a plane, trainer plane for my grandson. And I can't remember the brand, but it had fail-safe and all the other good stuff on it. That was about 7 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. It's an E-Flight apprentice. That's what it was, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to give you a bit of information. It finally died. He finally gave up gluing it back together, and I bought him a brand-new Piper Cub with the floats and all the other bells and whistles so he can do aerobatics. Over.
Sound like he's really progressed really well. Well, I've pretty much given up flying because my eyesight has gotten so bad. It's just frustrating for me to try it. So I've actually got that apprentice. I actually got two of them for a really good price. Somebody wants one or both. They're the same ones, the E-Flight apprentice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what, he sends me videos whenever they go out, and it is amazing. He lands that thing, and it goes about a foot. You know, he just slows it down, brings it down, and it'll land right in front of him and rolls about a foot. And I'm just amazed at how good he's gotten. His dad, my son, bought a glider, and he's having fun with that. I want to get him when he destroys this Piper Cub in about 5 years, I want to get him that E10. Over.
I don't know. A bunch of people honking. I don't know what's going on here. You say an E10? Tell me what that is.
What's that? Warthog?
Oh, A-10? A-10, okay. Yeah, that'd be a neat one.
Yeah, the one that I was looking at, they said it flies at top speed of 108 miles an hour.
Yeah, they've got them. Of course, they have real jets. They also have ones that look like jets, but they actually have like it's like a fan that's in the crowling where the jet would be. It's hard to tell the difference, but you can tell by your ear, but looking at it, you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, this one is, this is fan. This has the turbo fan, and when it goes by, you can't tell that it's not a jet. It sounds just like a jet. It's really cool, but it's a lot of money. He's going to have to be a lot better to his dad and get all A's and go graduate from college before I buy that for him.
They're really expensive. You know, and they're not really toys. You have to really understand what's going on with those planes.
Yeah, I know. Other than that, I just wanted to tell you that he enjoyed that trainer so much. And just, like I say, I think it's been 7 years or at least 6 years ago. And he just now retired it because I bought him the Piper Cub. And that Piper Cub, that is neat. It's got full flaps. It's got lights on it. So when you fly it at night, you can see it. He hasn't flown it at night yet, but I want to see pictures of what it looks like at night.
That'd be cool. But it's obvious he's come a long ways. Of course, it's hard to imagine it's been that long since we talked about it and you bought it for him. I've got two of those. I've got a big glider. Huge glider. I'm going to have to sell all of those. I just, when they're in the air, I just lose them. So I've got glaucoma. Pretty bad one eye. And floaters in the other. I mean, I do fine driving and stuff like that, but small airplane or even a medium-sized one, I lose them in the clouds. Which is unfortunate, but anyway, let's see, when are you going to make your next trip in your RV?
We're going on the 24th or 25th, somewhere in there, and we'll be gone a month.
Be able to get out, get away. Where are you headed?
Connecticut. We're going up to Connecticut to visit my daughter, and for my grandson, I bought him about three Estes rockets and a bunch of engines, so he and I can go out and play with the Estes rockets.
Well, you got some grandchildren who like to have some challenges with their hobbies, over.
Well, you know, was actually, the daughter is more excited than I think he is, because she used to shoot him off with me. And, you know, she was just always excited about building them and playing with them. And now she says, this is great.
What's the prognosis for school up there starting in the fall? What are they doing?
I do not know what they're doing. I have not heard anything. But, you know, when we talk about it, it goes, pretty much stops. They don't really discuss it much. I'm not sure that they want to go back to school, over.
Yeah. Well, I remember, like the 9th and 10th grade, I spent summers up at Lake House, which is up in North Carolina, Tryon. And, hold on, I got a phone call just a minute.
Again, I didn't get your call.
The phone is just trying to let you out to a mobile here in South Anchor, South Carolina, portable.
What's your call, sir? And handle?
Romeo X-ray India, K6RS5, portable.
Hi, mobile, this is KK4SAC, and the handle is Paul. I'm located in Duncan, South Carolina. You're a little scratchy, just barely making it into the repeater, but you are copyable. Over.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm here at the Spartanburg County line here in South Texas. Just try my radio out here. I only got five watts, five watts
only,
with an external antenna rooftop. Over.
Roger, roger. You broke in really good that time. Very readable. Audio is good. But it's doing a good job for you. A good job for you.
So, well, I'll fly one, hit a hilltop here. So, I'll say 73, and hope you all have a good day, and just heard you guys on here, and curious to see where you were located, and wanted to check the radio here. So, you guys have a great day, 73, thanks for coming back to the fire. This is KC4SI, portable, South Carolina, good evening.
Roger, roger. Well, have fun today, and 73s, and this is KK4SAC standing by.